Matt Johnson back with more halftime programming as the Yellow Jackets taking on Northland College for the second time in the 2019-20 campaign. And now the pleasure of being joined by freshman guard Eli Vogel. Eli, thanks for joining us for the halftime player interview. I know that you have a family connection to UWS, so we won't go too far into that. But you're also from Appleton West High School, along with current Yellow Jacket freshman, fellow freshman, Spencer Melberg. You guys came here together, basically. You played up through high school. But the first question I want to ask you is, what was your biggest reason for choosing UWS? I know Appleton is about 6 hours away. And I, like I said, you have that family connection with former Yellow Jacket, Hadley Mooney, who was Hadley Skalmoski when she played here. I know she's a cousin of yours. But beyond that, what brought you to UWS?
I took my visit, and I really liked the campus, like the small campus. Like, you know, that seemed like a good thing, for especially like my first year at college, seemed nice. And Coach P, really caring, you know, he's always checking up on you. He just seemed like a good guy. My couple of the teammates while I was up here liked him a lot. And Braden Ivory, he came up here too. I've known him since I was like five, so we've been friends for a while. Jackson Middlestead, he came here too. He played on our AAU team, and we all just, like, you know, wanted to come up here, do something special.
That's interesting to note, because you guys, it makes it a lot easier if you got a bunch of guys that you know coming in. I mean, that freshman year is a transition, no matter what reason you come up for. But that must have made things that much more comfortable for you guys, because, like I said, that freshman year is sometimes not an easy transition to make. But, like I said, having all those connections to those guys must have made it a lot easier.
Yeah, it was a lot easier. And the other freshmen, Mason, Xavier, and Enrique, they're all super welcoming. And especially Mason and Xavier being from Superior, they were just super welcoming right away. They're super nice. And, yeah, love the freshmen.
And, of course, Hadley. We'd be remiss if we didn't bring up Hadley. Did she fill your ear at all, or was she a big reason as well? I mean, what did she have to say that kind of helped tilt you toward UWS?
Yeah, she just told me what a great experience she had here. Like, she didn't go to Superior freshman year. And she just didn't like the college she went to. And when she came to Superior, she just really felt like she was at home. And she said, I would feel similar to that. And she knew Coach P pretty well. And she liked Coach P a lot.
Well, we're certainly happy to have you, that's for sure. Especially based on your last game, 28 points, career high. Congratulations on that against Crown. You did a lot of your damage in the second half, hit 7 threes in that game total, but you did a lot of it with 4 fouls, and I know it was kind of a tough situation for you, you know, picking up your 4th foul early in the second half. You know, my thinking was, oh, well, we're not going to see Eli for a while, but you came back in, you hit some big shots late, especially against a Crown team that really pushed you guys hard that night.
Yeah, after I got my 4th, coach was just kind of, like, you know, settling me down a little bit, and when I went back in, it was just kind of like, you know, be smart, don't pick up a dumb one, and, you know, I just tried not to foul, and my teammates did a really good job of, you know, setting me up and stuff like that, because we have so many weapons, Veed, Mac, Allen, they're so focused in on them, so then, you know, they leaves it open.
Yeah, exactly.
And you're kind of been thrust into, I should say thrust, into kind of a more prominent role now because Colton Williams is nursing a knee injury. Not a bad one, but one that, you know, it's kind of day-to-day with him. And Coach P decided to put you in the starting lineup. That must have been also kind of an interesting transition, but it seems like you're finding yourself pretty well because it can be a little bit intimidating in that starting lineup, but it seems like you're starting to kind of really find your footing as a starter now.
Yeah, it's been it's been a good transition. The senior leaders, Mac, Allen, V, they believe in me. They're just like, you can do this, and that helps a lot.
And now turning to this game before we let you go against Northland. It's a team that you've seen once before. You guys beat them by 24 on the road. The game was kind of a strange game. You guys got up on them, then they came back, and then you guys pulled away late to make it a 24-point win. You know, and now you're in the second half of the conference season. It's a bit of a grind because now everybody's seen everybody once, so you're going to see a little bit different looking Northland team possibly than you saw the last time out. What are you expecting from the Lumberjacks, and what is it going to take for you guys to get a win here today?
They just play super hard. You know, they got a lot of guys that can score and stuff like that, so we just got to play our hardest. I mean, rankings don't really matter, like, especially towards the second half of the season. We're all banged up, hurt. Like, it's just like whoever plays the hardest.
All right, Eli, well, thanks for your time. Good luck tonight against Northland and continued success in the future.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
That was Yellow Jacket freshman guard Eli Vogel. I'll be right back with more halftime programming. This is Yellow Jacket men's basketball on 91.3 FM, KUBD West Superior.